broadcast from Artomai in Ghent at 6 p.m. So stay tuned to Creative Community Radio on WGXC. It's time for Clubhouse Radio now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and Wayfarm.org. I am your host, DJ Cola. I am joined by...
Oh, hi. Hello, DJ Tony.
And your main man himself, DJ Sosa, you are.
In today's show, we're going to be putting all the characters against each other from DC, from Marvel, from Dragon Ball... from video games, from SpongeBob, you know, and we're gonna see who's the strongest because we got a wheel we're gonna spin. But before we do that, we're gonna play you all into the news and weather.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. Joshua Solomon reports for the Times Union that with few businesses or communities willing to build new, much-needed affordable housing, Governor Kathy Hochul wants to turn the former downstate correctional facility in Fishkill in Dutchess County into a residential development. Developers could get up to $8 million in state grants to turn the 80-acre site from a maximum security facility with space for 1,200 inmates into a housing development, at least 20% affordable housing units. The site is near a retail distribution center for Gap Incorporated, a minor league baseball stadium, and a semiconductor business. Fishkill is 4 miles north of Beacon and 14 miles south of Poughkeepsie, where there are Metro North Railroad stops. New York began taking bids from developers on July 20th. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that after a Wall Street Journal story said hundreds of communities across the country, including Wappingers Falls and Dutchess County, have lead telecommunications cables leaching into the ground, Congressperson Pat Ryan and Governor Kathy Hochul are upset. Both are demanding telecommunications companies remove lead cables from around the country. Ryan, who represents the 18th Congressional District, has written the CEOs of Verizon, AT&T, and U.S. Telecom, requesting they remove the toxic lead cables. In Wappingers Falls, one lead cable runs along the perimeter of a children's playground and basketball court. The Environmental Protection Agency recommends that children avoid soil containing more than 400 parts of lead per million, but samples taken on the local playground tested at 850 parts per million. Hochul has ordered an investigation into the issue and closed the Wappinger Falls Park while the soil there goes under further testing. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that many Republicans in the state legislature want to ban smoking cannabis in public places in New York after 2 years of legislation with few stores open for sales. State Senator George Borrello said, and I quote, "State residents, including children, are now regularly assailed with the pungent odor of marijuana on public sidewalks, in parking lots, and other public spaces. Many New Yorkers don't want to be subjected to it. Many New Yorkers don't want to be exposed to either the effects of marijuana smoke or its smell and don't want their children to be subjected to it," end quote. State cannabis regulators announced a process this week to sell cannabis at large events and festivals as they get continued criticism for the slow rollout of stores. Republicans want to fine folks smoking cannabis in public up to $125. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, July 21st. Local early morning temperatures range from 61 degrees in Tannersville to 71 in Scodac. Regional average soil temperature is 72 degrees. Pollen levels for today have cratered. Sensors are showing minimal levels today, and this weekend should only make it into low territory. Trees and ragweed are done for now, just grasses will be popping up. Air quality will be good today. Smoke should be not present at ground levels. This morning, a traditional wall of rain passes from west to east. Some people may be woken up by a bang of thunder. Midday will have a lull in precipitation, and some people could even see spots of blue sky, but don't be swayed. After a brief high temperature of 80 degrees at 3 p.m., then both the temperature and rain drop, looking heaviest around 6 p.m. Some places could see thunder, damaging winds, and hail. Rain should end for all by midnight, but around 10 p.m. it should be comfortable enough for most to switch from air conditioning to cool outside air. It will dip to 60 degrees overnight. Then, Saturday will be, well, pretty darn nice. Most of the day will be very comfortable with partly cloudy skies and a high of 82 at 6 p.m. Then, get this, 58 comfortable sleeping degrees overnight takes us into a sunnier and warmer Sunday with a high of 84. Monday, temperatures still looking up, but not the dew points. A high of 86 is possible, along with afternoon rain. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 12:06 a.m., high tide at 5:56 a.m., low tide at 12:47 p.m., then high tide once again at 6:48 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 75 degrees, and the tide strength will be average. Sunset today will be at 8:12 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:34 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances have dropped to 5%. A weak Hadouken hit yesterday, and though it didn't do much, but if it weakened our magnetosphere enough, today's coronal mass ejection may do some damage. Check out the Better Weather Telegram channel or NOAA.gov for more info. Plasma winds will be slow at 399 kilometers per second with an average density of 8 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. There are low chances of aurora tonight. The current sunspot number is 131. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate, who remind you, yeah, everything is getting real hot, but you know what's cool? Your neighbors and the chorus of honesty coming out of your speaker. That means all the cool kids like to chill at WGXE.org. Lots of community stuff to find there, and don't forget that donate button. Sustaining supporters are just the coolest.
Last week, been a whole year, but it feel like last week when I was your boy falling hard in the back streets. But you were there to catch me. Then I grew up and the sun got cloudy. Used to feel the sun on my skin, yeah, it's sappy. That's the last time I was truly happy. So I'm asking, if I fell down right now, would you catch me? Down right now. If I fell down right now, would you catch me? Catch me, baby, would you catch me? I've been hurt before. Are you sure that you're still gonna catch me? If I fell down right now, would you catch me? Catch me, baby, would you catch me? I'ma let go. All I know is I need you to catch me. Since she left me, trauma in my memories. When I try to hold you, my body doesn't let me. So baby, would you catch me? Oh, baby, would you catch me? Baby, would you catch me? Make it alright. I fell in love in a really long time. Would you catch me? Look in my eyes. Tell me what's something. Issues with my trust. I don't wanna fall in love, so I guess I'm falling out of it. Come help me adjust. I got issues with my I got issues from my past. Come and put them in the past. Cause baby, I'm falling fast, like 3 digits on my dash. Swerving through the back streets. Don't you let me crash, please. Baby, would you catch me? Baby, would you? If I fell down right now, would you catch me? If I fell down right now, would you catch me? Catch me, baby, would you catch me? I'ma let go. All I know is I need you to catch me. Would you catch me? I ain't been one love song since you left me. Drawing my memories. When I try to hold you, my body doesn't let me. So baby, would you catch me?
If
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 9.7 FM, WGXE, Catskill Lake, for Hudson, and wayfarm.org. I am your host today, DJ Cola, and I am joined with
DJ Shamani
and DJ Sosa.
And today, we're doing a little bit of a brawl beatdown, a fictional character fight, if you will. So we have a wheel with a bunch of different characters. I'll just read off a few, like Batman, Sonic, Goku,
Ben 10, Finn and Jake,
a guy with a gun,
Naruto.
A guy with a gun? That's actually
right?
A thing.
Yeah. Yes, bro.
Oh, I wanted to include some real-life fighters, so I put Mike Tyson, a guy with a gun, and the entire U.S. Army.
So what we're going to do, right, is we're going to find...
Army is creepy.
Right,
they still get soloed by mad enemy characters, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh yeah.
Right? So what I'm thinking we should do is spin the wheel, play both of their theme songs, and then say who we think would win.
Whose theme songs?
The characters.
Oh. Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna do three spins. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, 1.
Oh, like a
two.
Like a brawl. Three. Like a
Yeah. Tight. Alright. First one.
Oh, now that's wild. He might actually take
SpongeBob.
What the hell?
SpongeBob. First fighter. 1, 2, 3. Alright, second fighter. We got? Bill Cipher.
I don't know who that is.
The little triangle dude from like Gravity Falls.
Oh, Bill. Wait. Nah, Bill killing that man. Have you not watched Gravity Falls? It's literally the Illuminati as a cartoon.
Yeah, isn't his weakness like gold or something?
No, bro. No. Bill Slaver has no weakness.
But then again, SpongeBob don't really got no weakness either. SpongeBob never really
died.
You can't kill him. That man done...
I guess you could take him out of water.
He's going to absorb the water, and then he's going to be super, super SpongeBob.
Nah, bro.
Dang, but wait, who would win that?
Or SpongeBob would really just sit in the water.
I don't know.
Can't really go in water.
I mean, but Bill can also manipulate the water so it doesn't.
Can he turn into other people too?
Yeah. I think my money is actually on Bill. Because
Bill has the powers to really just mess up your head, man.
SpongeBob has been shown to be weak against getting cooked alive, in that one movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay,
So
as long as you stay away from the
And Bill Cipher can manipulate, if there's water or not. So I feel like he actually has this as much as I love SpongeBob.
Bill Cipher?
All right, cool. All right, second round. 1, 2, 3. Now, do you want to do, an elimination, a bracket? Cool.
You're going to have to help us with this one.
Kaneki.
I don't know much from
Kaneki from Tokyo Ghoul.
Or Tokyo
Ghoul. I picked this one. Versus... Let's see. The Avatar.
Who?
The Avatar.
Versus who?
The Airbender?
Kaneki.
Watch Tokyo Ghoul.
Yeah, you want to rewind that?
He's the main character.
Let's give him a different...
Character in Tokyo Ghoul, if it's probably anything
he's
Dragon
tough.
Ball...
He's tough.
With Goku?
He's tough. He's tough.
Finishing that Avatar. He's tough.
Let's give Avatar a different...
Do you want to give him a different version?
Yeah. I feel Avatar is a good opponent to have, too.
Different person. Here we go. All right, Avatar versus Cyborg.
Cyborg? He's a robot. The Avatar bleeds. Cyborg don't bleed. You just got to... Actually, not, because you can really just throw water on that man.
And the Avatar knows all four elements.
He can metal bend. He can metal bend the metal in Cyborg, and then he could also, blood bend, too.
But Cyborg don't really got blood, though.
He got oil. That's Earth.
What?
No, I don't even think he uses oil. I think it's
No, I feel like Earth.
Oh, no.
I feel like they could use oil. Like Earthbenders.
This is harder with unrealistic people.
I think the Avatar is winning this one. I was
going to say the Avatar.
Cyborg got guns in for me.
But
he could.
I feel like the Avatar could use his wind to stop the bullets.
And if the Avatar kills Cyborg, all Cyborg going to do is be rebuilt. You can rebuild Cyborg.
But he'll be a whole different person, though.
Be a different person, but you can still
not if you crushes motherboard in a rock.
But the Avatar not doing that; they just going to slice at him, right?
The Avatar wouldn't kill, but at that point, I mean, Cyborg isn't going to fight back.
Y'all want to say that's winning that?
I'm saying Cyborg.
I'm saying the Avatar.
Not me being the deciding vote. Dang, I'm gonna say Avatar.
Yo, DJ Eldot.
I feel like any bullets.
Where? Yo, DJ Eldot, what you gotta say?
Come on, DJ Eldot. Cyborg.
Avatar. Cyborg.
Yeah.
Cyborg.
Of course you're gonna choose, you know.
Alright, so I guess that's a deciding vote because I'm not choosing. Alright. Next one. Let's see. Who y'all got? Who we got? Okay. We're not doing Avatar again.
Bruh. He's like, I want a rematch. You guys ain't fair.
Not doing Avatar again. He lost. Who else?
Oh, okay.
Ant-Man. Y'all watch Ant-Man?
It really depends on who he's fighting.
Y'all remember Ant-Man, right?
It really depends on his opponent. Some opponents growing big won't do anything. Like Goku, growing big ain't gonna do anything.
Who you thinking?
Wait, who is it?
Robin.
Robin versus who?
Ant-Man whooping him.
Ant-Man
just
gonna turn big as hell.
Ant-Man whooping him. I'm not gonna lie.
You know wherever Robin's sliding, Batman's sliding. So like, Robin is a sidekick. He doesn't go on missions by himself.
Yes, he does. Team Titans.
Bro, he's a whole team with him. Including Cyborg. But if we're just talking one-on-ones, then Ant-Man got that.
I don't know. Robin's got some gadgets that Batman
will. Literally, will just step on Robin. He will get so big that he cannot outrun his foot.
But I don't know, because
I feel like him shrinking would actually be more useful against Robin. Because
don't people in DC have people like like Ant-Man?
Yeah.
But it's a one-on-one, bro. If you're factoring in other people, then you got to do that on both sides, and that becomes a whole different argument.
You're right. We gonna say Ant-Man got that just to like. All right.
Who you say what? You said Ant-Man, Eldot?
Ant-Man, tight. Yo,
tell Eldot stop being so quiet. Tell I get involved.
We're got the whole mic right here.
Be here with DJ Eldot.
Yeah, you want to skip that one?
Yeah. DJ Eldot. Okay, I guess we gotta pick people that are on some like tag team type. So this one we got Grim Reaper from Billy and Mandy.
I don't know what that is.
Grim Reaper, like the Grim Reaper.
I don't know what
Billy and Mandy, like that little Cartoon Network show, like
no.
Nah, you never watched
that. Bro was just the Grim Reaper, so
yeah. Oh, we just doing Grim Reaper now?
Yeah, all we could just do Grim Reaper.
Alright.
Grim Reaper, he touches you, you die.
Yeah, you right.
But if it's somebody who can get range.
So how are you supposed to hit the Grim? How are you supposed to kill the Grim?
Oh, how that's wicked. How that's wicked.
I think
Grim Reaper versus Danny Phantom.
Danny Phantom's already dead.
He ghost kick.
Danny Phantom's already dead. I think he takes the W here.
Against death. Bro.
Against death. He's already a ghost.
But you can't kill
the Grim Reaper.
The Grim Reaper either.
Could he possess him?
No, you can't possess the Grim Reaper. He's literally a soul taker. How are you going to possess somebody that takes
death
soul?
Is an entity that living body.
It's like you have a ghost. Well, nah, because I feel like death, he'll just like vanish Danny's soul.
Do you think death can like perma erase your soul? Stop you from being a ghost?
Oh, no, bro. Oh, that's no. Tough. Danny. This one's going to be tough. All right. Next one. What we got? You already lost. I'm removing you.
We'll say Raven.
I'm removing you, gang.
Because it was close to Cyborg.
Okay.
We got Cyborg again, but we're going to say Raven. They were right next to
each other. No, I'm going
to
just respawn.
Okay, never
mind.
Ooh. Okay.
Goku versus Vegeta?
Nah.
Thanos
versus, I'm not sure yet. We're going to see right now.
Depending on who it is, we're going to limit his Infinity Stones.
No, you can't.
No, that's crazy.
With a Goku?
Iron Man.
Thanos?
I mean, it's canon. It already kind of happened.
Didn't Thanos whoop that butt?
All I'm saying is it only happened because Iron Man did have a bunch of allies. On a one-on-one, Thanos would have won.
Iron Man is
he's inevitable.
But he lost.
Thanos is
that's canon.
Guys.
We're not talking one on one. If it's Iron Man versus Thanos, it's over. Bro.
All I'm saying is Thanos.
Are we talking about Infinity Stones versus Infinity?
Yes. Stones? Thanos is Thanos, but Iron Man is inevitable.
I feel like that's tied because if they both got the stones, I feel like that could be tied.
No. just I'm thinking okay. Iron Man like 2008 Iron Man. Iron Man's got just the regular stones. Red and yellow suit.
Iron Man's got two of the stones. Thanos has got two of the stones, and they're fighting for one in the middle.
No. Let's say.
It depends on which one has which, but they do different things.
Because for all we know, Thanos could have the Time Stone and like all this.
Time Stone is kind of.
That's kind of broken. Oh my god, that's broken, my boy.
Who do you think won
it, Eldani? Who won it? Come on, gang. Talking to Mike, bro.
Thanos?
You're here, gang. You're in the room, gang.
So Thanos or Iron Man?
Thanos.
If it's.
Word.
Because he got all them rings, he mad strong.
All right. Cool. Thank you for your communication and being a part. Of this talk,
yeah, if it's just a 1v1, Thanos has taken it.
Thanos has taken it, bro.
He had the allies.
Listen.
I think he's.
Wait, just straight ones? Because if it's straight ones,
what are we talking about? The same people?
If it's straight ones, Thanos.
Yeah, bro. Thanos got super strength. But I'm not gonna lie. I'm biased towards Iron Man. I think Iron Man would have won that, but that's me.
You keep on getting. Oh. Ooh.
Ben 10. I know y'all watched Ben 10. But...
Alright, Ben 10.
Alright.
I want to get Ben 10 versus Ditto. Imagine that.
Oh, Ditto is?
The Pokemon.
Ditto, like that little pink gum.
Like, so just like all the Pokemon.
Batman? Ooh. Okay.
Batman versus Ben 10? Batman beating that man.
No, what? No, I'm sorry. He's crunching I'm saying Ben 10 wins.
Bro, Batman versus Ben 10? Ben 10 is a little kid still. He still has a little kid mindset.
He can
mindset.
Turn into God.
No, he can't.
He can!
Bro, Ben 10
turns Alien X,
form.
Bro. Alien X.
He can turn into God. Bro, Batman can just
look. If we're talking about Batman, that means we have to talk about year one Batman. If we're doing that, bro. If we're talking about Batman, bro.
Year one Batman is still fire.
What?
The thing is, Batman, I feel like, could find a way to try to break.
To beat 10 aliens?
To break the watch.
It's unbreakable. It's unbreakable.
No, it's not. We see the. It's unbreakable. How many talking about. So don't broke in the movie, in the
bro.
Game,
but like, I feel like Batman it was, but it was Ben that broke it.
I feel like
Ben that broke it.
So you would find a way for Ben to break it.
I feel like Batman would still find a way, even if it is unbreakable, like straight up cutting his hand off.
You think Batman will cut a kid hand off
if he's trying to actually fight to win? I think Ben 10 would start the fight. Knowing Ben 10,
he gonna start the fight with like forearms
diamond.
Or something.
Yeah, he's gonna start the fight head. With like diamond head forearms or like fire blast. He blasts one of those three. Right?
Is it fire blast? I'm sorry. I think Ben 10's taking it.
It depends. If Batman can take Ben 10 out while he's goofing around, then that's Batman's W.
Yeah,
but
Ben 10 is the type. He's gonna get cocky.
Ben,
he's gonna
ben
start
10
goofing.
Type goofy.
He is.
I forgot that Ben 10 type goof.
Batman will take advantage.
Yeah,
of
you
that.
Right.
He's an experienced
you right.
Fighter.
You right.
Even if what's it called? Wrist. Can you get the wrist off or bracelet off?
No.
Yeah, I thought so.
And unless Ben wants you to.
Yeah. Okay.
But like it can't like he, like even if you like if you try to attack it, it's like it gets like a force field like you can't take it off like type.
I feel like Batman would also do some stuff where it's like
just to mess with him.
No, not even what's it called? If he can't tap his wrist with the watch.
Yeah.
So if Batman just like tied his arms together or something or like immobilized his arms, that's all it would take.
Nah, cause. Because Ben has done something like that before. Sure you said what?
Sorry, you sure that's all it would take?
Think so?
For Ben 10? If he's just a little kid and he's, like, tied up and his arms can't
but,
hit
but,
the
but
watch.
If we're talking about, like, teenage, basically, like, version of, like, adult Ben 10?
Adult Ben 10, yeah, he's... okay,
adult Ben 10 is damn! It.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
He's doing great.
Adult Ben 10 got it, but...
It depends
ben
which
Ben
10.
He's
yeah.
too immature. He's gonna
little kid Ben 10's taking the L, but if he's grown up, then he's getting W.
Yeah. All right. Well, we about to get into some music, bro. Yay. So that way, we have some time to relax and enjoy. So this your song because you picked this. Come on, say the song.
Oh, okay, I got you. This is Drama by AJR.
There you go. We'll be back.
When did all my friends become so loud? We act like reality shows, probably cause reality blows. When did all my friends become so loud? We traded our boring lives for MTV storylines. why. Recently he said that she said that we said some things that you wouldn't believe. Recently he said that she said that we said that he said some things about me. So we're caught up in drama. Everybody's talking, everybody's talking. We're caught up in drama. Everybody's talking, everybody's talking. Hold up, hold up, can we make it stop? Hold up, hold up, but I'm so caught up in drama. Everybody's talking, everybody's talking now. When did all our problems get so small? Break up with lovers and friends, make love to the rumors instead. Maybe we're addicted to it all. The drama is dangerous, but it's so exciting to us.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Republicans Mark Molinaro and Elise Stefanik and Democrat Pat Ryan voted for a bill that prohibits schools from being used as shelters for migrants, while Democrats Paul Tonko voted against. Molinaro said, and I quote, "Schools are places for academics, athletics, community services, and places where children like mine receive vital therapy. They are not migrant shelters," end quote. The bill does not ban using schools as shelters for other reasons, such as weather emergencies. It also has very little chance of ever becoming law by passing the Senate and getting the president's signature. Ryan was among only four Democrats voting for the proposal, and Molinaro sponsored the bill. The White House released a statement saying the bill, and I quote, would supersede local control, interfering with the ability of states and municipalities to effectively govern and make decisions about their school buildings, end quote. Republicans usually favor local control and less federal regulation, but not this time. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul's administration announced this week $15 million to expand electric vehicle charging infrastructure in New York, but some activists don't think Hochul is doing enough to fight climate change. Alex Beecham of Food and Water says, and I quote, "Climate change is already here and we're already paying for it. So not only do we need to move the state off fossil fuels, we also need an enormous amount of money to deal with the impacts of climate change that are already here and are going to get worse," end quote. NYPRG's Blair Horner wants a bill passed forcing companies deemed responsible for pollution to pay for necessary infrastructure changes. And I quote, "They're responsible. They lied about the threat, undermined the science, and bamboozled the public, and now we're going to pay the price," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Jesse McKinley reports in the New York Times that next month, British endurance athlete Lewis Pugh plans to swim the entire 315-mile length of the Hudson River from the Adirondacks to New York City. Pugh said, and I quote, "I've been looking for a river for many, many years which could tell the story about all rivers, and always every single time it comes back to the Hudson," end quote. Pugh has previously swam the 325-mile English Channel. He could catch possible infections from everything from, and I quote, "human sewage and rat infestation," end quote, to poisoning from mercury left over from the Hudson's industrial past. Pugh says he thinks the Hudson River is much less polluted now than in the past. And I quote, "it shows how a river can be misused, then cared for, and turn around its fate. And so it gives hope to people who live on the Ganges, the people who live on the Yangtze, the Nile, the Seine, or here in England on the River Thames. That river can be saved," end quote. Read the full story in the New York Times. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WDXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WDXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
My friends get so loud. When did my friends get so loud? Recently he said that she said that we said some things that you wouldn't believe. Recently he said that she said that we said that he said some things about me. So we're caught up in drama. Everybody's talking, everybody's talking. We're caught up in problem. Everybody's talking, everybody's talking. Everybody's talking. Hold up, can we make it stop? Hold up, but I'm so caught up in drama.
I'm currently
about me every night before you go to sleep. I know you must be terrified of what you might see in your dreams, but I'm here for
stay.
Bonk. Bonk. Do it again.
Yeah. Welcome back to Catskill Clubhouse Radio.
Yeah.
Hey.
Everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Catskill Lake, Hudson, and wavefarm.org. Ooh, some echo. Nice and reverb.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
I am your host today, DJ Cola. DJ Noah Cola.
I am DJ Sean Money. And we are also with
DJ L Dot.
And
DJ Sosa.
W.
And we just got back from playing You Sleep Well by David with a 4 instead of an A.
Word.
David 4, if you will.
All right. I don't know if I should ask questions or if we should continue back spinning a wheel, you feel me?
I feel like you should spin the wheel, but instead of having two people fight at once, it should be like a 3-person deathmatch.
Yeah, cool for that. Yeah? Copy. Oh, copy. All right. So, one.
Or even like a 2v2.
Alright, 2v2, 2v2, right, yeah, random characters. 2v2, random characters. Gotcha. Alright. Did we do Robin already?
Yeah, we did Robin.
Alright. You're
remove the people after me.
I got you. Let's see. One. This one.
Oh, wow.
Danny Phantom again.
What is this
line? I'm taking him away.
Ichigo.
Alright. And you're removed.
Is that gonna be their teammate or
yeah, that's teammates.
Okay. So Ichigo
and Green Lantern.
That's a pretty damn strong team.
I don't know who Ichigo, bro.
You don't know who Green Lantern is, bro?
I do.
Ichigo.
Like,
who doesn't know who Green Lantern is? Why you trying to play my intelligence like that?
I'm just saying. Ichigo is from that one anime, like Bleach.
He's got like a big sword. Right?
Yeah, type.
Ooh.
Versus.
Ooh.
One Punch Man.
I think that settles it. I think One Punch Man kind of solos.
Do we have to give him a teammate still?
I don't think you know who One Punch Man is, right?
Yeah, but. Just because he can punch you and knock you out don't mean he can't die.
Alright, I guess.
Who's Ichigo? Who is that?
He's from Bleach. He did do with ginger hair,
nah,
like
I'm
with
sorry.
The big
it's
sword.
Over. It's over.
The fact that I don't know him makes me say he loses.
Yeah, One Punch Man and the Power Rangers got this. One Punch Man and the Power Rangers.
Bro, it's legit just
the... The Power Rangers?
A seven verse two, bro. I'm sorry, I didn't want that.
What's going to happen is the Power Rangers is going to be posing on Saitama, and then Saitama's just going to be like, is this it? And then just one-tap him.
Bro.
On the enemy.
The Power Rangers is One Punch Man's team.
I know. They're going to, like, style on the enemy, and then One Punch Man's going to really nice and
okay.
just tap him.
Okay. We have the Ninja Turtles versus... Give me, like, someone like Naruto.
How do the Ninja Turtles get a team?
Teammate?
Right. How do the Ninja Turtles get a teammate?
They are a team.
Okay.
Yeah.
We already had you.
Yeah, Grim Reaper.
The Ninja Turtles versus... Oh my god!
Ninja Turtles versus...
We already did Thanos.
Bro, I'm saying Deadpool then. I'm saying Deadpool.
Get rid of the names.
Yeah, Deadpool was the one.
Alright, so... Ninja Turtles versus Deadpool.
This is like a ninja battle.
Deadpool can't die, bro.
Yeah, I think Deadpool's got
Deadpool
that.
Wins. You literally can't hurt the man. You can hurt him, but he can't.
Yeah.
I feel like what would happen is the Ninja Turtles would mistake Deadpool for a villain, and then after them, like, kicking...
They probably would.
Like, all the way down, and him regenerating and be like, guys, chill. Nothing will happen.
Bro, I don't know if bro would be like, chill, bro.
Unless he wanted some turtle soup.
Oh, my God.
Tonight we feast on turtle soup.
He would do the turtle's grease.
Ooh, Darth Vader.
You say Darth Vader?
That's actually his name, yeah.
That's not how I say it. I say Darth Vader. All right. Dark Vader versus...
Now we're giving a teammate.
Oh, dude. Oh, I thought I was going back to a one-on-one.
No, I
want to
see Dark Vader's teammate.
Teammate. Yo.
Okay.
Optimus Prime and Dark Vader.
No, that's a wild team.
Versus...
Damn, Optimus Prime and Dark Vader.
That's crazy. versus Steven Universe and...
Ooh. I go out. Steven Universe got the whole.
But Steven Universe got a teammate though. Steven Universe got a teammate. What's his teammate?
Now he got Lion. What you mean?
Oh, yo, yo, this is a 3v2. Okay, it's Steven Universe and Mordecai and Rigby versus...
Oh my goodness.
Wait. It's Steven Universe, Mordecai and Rigby versus, versus Optimus Prime and Darth Vader.
Optimus Prime and Darth Vader, yeah. Obviously.
I feel like Mordecai and Rigby would hold Steven Universe down because he'll have to be saving them constantly.
He's going to be able to shoot. Optimus Prime is going to step on him.
Oh, no, where?
Darth Vader.
Optimus Prime?
Wait, hold on. We got to give Mordecai and Rigby some of their gadgets that they have.
Bro, I'm not going to lie.
They still get clapped.
Even with the magic keyboard?
Bro, they're getting done in.
Darth Vader?
I'm sorry,
if you're giving them the powers, you got to give Optimus Prime, like, all his
bro, they're getting done in. They're getting done in.
They got a whole other gap. Nah. I'm not going to lie. If it was gang. She's not even talking. She's just here.
I feel like if it was Skips, it would be different. Because he's just here. Skip would be like, I've seen
this. You just hear that? You just hear?
Nah, Optimus Prime taking it.
I'm not going to lie. But Darth Vader... Yeah, I'm not even gonna lie. Dark Vader alone.
Close. Yeah.
Dark Vader alone doing grease.
I'm not gonna lie. I feel like Mordecai and Rigby had Skips.
It would have been a whole different story. Yeah, it would have been a whole different story.
If Skips was there, he'd be like, I've seen this before.
Okay. you'll probably like this one, Lincoln. So the entire U.S. Army. Versus
So that means I'm involved in this one. Let's get it.
Oh, okay.
Part of the U.S. Army gang?
Not yet.
Versus.
Oh, damn.
It's over. Never mind. You lose. Never mind. You lose. Kratos.
He's a god of war, but we gotta fight the whole U.S. Army. I'm not gonna lie, we shoot him. He's not invisible. The whole U.S. Army. Do you know how many people are in the U.S. Army, bro?
He's a god of war.
I do not care.
The U.S. isn't a god of war. It's a king of war.
The entire U.S. Army. He's not living that, bro. We got nukes. We got tanks.
Come on, no.
You're not being realistic. You're just gassing him up. He's in a video game, boy. He's in a video game. I don't care, boy. You control them, don't you?
This is such a wild debate.
The U.S. Army, you're underestimating the U.S. Army severely, heavily.
I get it, bro. We have nukes, we have guns.
We have an atomic bomb, boy. If we drop an atomic bomb on Kratos, he's dying.
Kratos survived nuclear fission.
Kratos has been struck down by Zeus.
Okay, all we gotta do is lock him up in a basement. He good.
You think shackles is holding out Kratos?
I'm talking zip ties.
Zip ties. Bro, we gotta put him at the bottom.
I'm not taking the hell. You can't beat the U.S. Army. We unbeatable.
I don't know, unless
you're like the British or something. You know, you'd be taking our territory. So.
Oh no! Besides, just seeing the stuff that Kratos has done.
But he's also a good person. You don't. Like, he's a good guy. He's not like a villain. So he's not the same thing like Deadpool and Deadpool.
It depends on what Kratos we're talking about. It really depends on what script.
Literally the only country that...
Bro. We kind of did the Native Americans dirty.
Christopher Columbus did.
Yeah, weird. I really feel like it depends on what Kratos we're talking about, bro. If we're talking about like... New Kratos.
Oh, nah. We're not beating the U.S. Army. New Kratos? We have he's 60 atomic bombs. I don't care who he is.
He probably slide it. If it's new Kratos, he'll probably let U.S. Army slide. But like if it's old Kratos, bro.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Now he has like a didn't he have like a son?
I think Kratos is taking
not old Kratos. Old Kratos.
I'm saying the new Kratos.
Yeah, he got a son.
Exactly.
There's only 500,000, a little bit more than 500,000. People, I think he can take out a half a
that's
million.
People, bro.
That's people though.
We're not talking about
constantly like attacking Kratos at once.
Exactly. That's like saying if it was the Shinobi Alliance. What about that? How you feel about the Shinobi Alliance? We got Naruto and all of them in there too versus Kratos. You saying Kratos beating the whole Shinobi Alliance?
No, I was about to say what? Heck no. Kratos not touching that. Kratos not touching that. But that's a good like.
That was a very good debate. Kratos versus the United States Army.
All right. Superman. That would have been a real good one. That would have been a good one if we would have had Superman versus the U.S. Army. That would have been funny.
Or Superman versus Kratos.
That would have been fire.
But then,
come on.
The thing is, Superman's only weakness is kryptonite, though. So
right.
Like,
All right, Verse.
Oh, yeah, I need Goku.
Verse is. Oh my God, you called it. Oh my God, he called it.
No.
He called it. Oh my God, he actually called it.
So, what
form are we giving Goku?
Goku. We can do anything. Ultra Instinct.
Ultra Instinct.
He need everything. Ultra Instinct Goku versus what's it called? Superman. Bro, you can't hit him. Superman can't touch him.
I feel like Goku wouldn't be able to use Kryptonite against Superman. Even if Goku had Kryptonite, he'd be like, I want a fair fight. And then throw the Kryptonite
away. Right? Now I'm thinking about it. Just the way Goku would.
Superman has super strength and can fly, but he doesn't have no Kamehameha. He can do extra transmission.
Yeah, that's true.
But he has a heat vision. Goku can just throw a Kamehameha back.
Piccolo used to have heat vision, like in the original Dragon Ball, and Goku fought against that pretty fast.
Feel me? So, yeah, he's used to that. But he played against Frieza. He fought Frieza with them laser beams.
Oh, yeah.
And all I'm saying is that was like OG Dragon
this
Ball.
Man done
Goku could dodge that.
This man done survived Vegeta. He didn't survive Frieza.
He was already faster than light before he fought Raditz.
Superman.
Dang,
giving that to Goku.
I'm sorry, Superman.
Superman, but he's gonna find a way to kill you.
I think Superman beats Z Goku though. I think not.
Oh yeah, he beats Z Goku.
Wait. We're talking about
Z Goku that
Super Saiyan.
Fly.
Yeah, he's mopping.
Now if you go Kaioken, I feel like he might low-key heat up a little bit.
I feel like Super Saiyan is what it would take to beat Superman. I think that's all.
Nah, Goku at his prime and just Super Saiyan is frying him.
Well, but also I feel like it also depends on what Superman, because it's mad Superman.
Actually, nah, turn him into Power Goku. Base versus Superman, I'm still giving that
all
to
I'm saying is a Super Saiyan multiplier is times 50. I think Super Saiyan God could take Superman because the Super Saiyan God multiplier is on like times 50 times 80 million. So,
no,
you don't even exactly.
You don't even got to reach
power
that.
Level is already
just
like
in
a million. Look,
if we're just doing straight
Saiyan, that's 10
million.
Look,
even more than a million.
Let's take away all our powers, everything, right? We doing straight hands, bro.
Goku's
still winning.
Yeah, he's a martial artist.
Goku's still winning.
I think that's the biggest thing Goku has.
He has martial
arts.
Yeah,
realistically,
yeah.
Superman relies only on strength.
Bro, like,
Goku doesn't rely
his
only
technique.
On strength.
Like,
even
like,
if they
like,
matched each other perfectly evenly in strength, Goku would body him.
Because he has that, bro.
Superman
if,
has been so crippled by the fact
like,
that he can just one-tap everybody. He hasn't
bro,
really learned to fight against equal opponents.
If it's just like straight...
Goku has been fighting against stronger opponents.
If it's Superman... No weapons. I mean, no super strength. Just straight up, like, bro, like, Goku's winning that, regardless.
I think
I got Goku all the way.
Yeah, the thing with Superman is he's so crippled by the fact that he's so strong, he's never fought an even fight in his life. Goku has been fighting people stronger than him ever since he was
ever,
a kid.
Ever since, right?
Even if Superman had the original advantage, Goku, I think. Because Saiyans rise to their opponent while they're fighting.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you beat them, they get
If you
stronger.
Beat them, you're going to get stronger.
Yeah.
So let's say Goku even had one Senzu Bean.
Oh, no. Oh, it's over.
All right. But I feel like that's like healing. Like if Superman got like treatment by a nurse, same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's valid.
But at the same time, Senzu Beans go crazy. Like,
Senzu
Beans. You get your ass beat. You get Senzu Bean and you're at full health.
Senzu Beans.
That man just wasted his all energy beating you up.
Bro, they go stupid. They go dumb. Stupid.
I feel like
Superman would have the power, but he wouldn't be able to think. He doesn't have any martial arts experience, and then Goku mastered UI, which is mastered martial arts in your subconscious.
Right, like, bro, don't even gotta think, bro, just move.
I think he beats him as soon as he goes Super
you think,
Saiyan God.
You guys know humans can go Ultra Instinct?
Yeah.
You just gotta be like,
gotta really just,
you gotta be like mentally
you know
there.
Spider-Man
like,
kinda has Ultra Instinct.
Yeah. Spidey sense.
Spidey sense,
yeah. Bruh. Well,
all my life, I'm trying to figure out. All right, I need one more.
All right, one more spin?
I don't know. It's
I
hard
got
to
you.
Beat Goku versus Superman.
Yeah, Goku versus Superman is like...
Oh, yeah, it's clips. It's clips.
Yeah.
Who's next? Who's
I'm
next? Who's next?
I don't
know.
I don't know you
scared
that well.
I don't... Oh, my fault. We could skip him. Just because y'all don't know him, and I feel like it won't be a good debate. Aquaman.
Alright, this already sounds whack.
Yeah,
this man gonna throw fish at me. I'm just clapping.
What he gonna do? Throw water on me? Like,
forget his little trident. I don't care about that.
This is overkill.
That's unfair.
Who is it?
This is the Hulk.
Oh, nah. He.
What do
nah.
you?
Nah, he might drown him though. Aquaman could drown him.
All I'm saying is Aquaman.
Isn't Hulk immortal? No.
No.
What? Hulk's immortal. No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No,
he can't die.
He can't die. He's literally too mad to die. When he dies, he like enters it subconsciously and then gets so mad he gets back to life.
But if he's drowning, if Aquaman take that man to the bottom of the ocean, you're not living.
I feel like Aquaman,
Hulk can breathe underwater.
Aquaman would throw a fish at him.
Can Hulk breathe underwater?
Yeah.
Fact check that real quick.
I feel like Aquaman would throw a fish at him, and then the Hulk would get unreasonably mad that he got slapped with a fish and then just one tap him. Like, he would be like, this is all slimy, why would you do that? And then just, boom.
Nah, because Aquaman, I ain't gonna lie, in the game Injustice, that boy tape nice. He got that little trident on him.
It depends on what Aquaman. That. If it's the OG Aquaman, it's no chance. It's no chance if it's the first Aquaman.
What do you
if
mean?
The first Aquaman can't even, like, control water.
He can't even control
the
water?
The Hulk can breathe underwater.
Oh,
yeah.
The Hulk can breathe underwater. It's over.
Yeah,
it's over.
It's over.
It's over.
Yeah, his
it says he can breathe underwater. Highlighted. It's over.
Nah, because I feel like Aquaman, though, bro. You never. Aquaman, yeah, underestimating that man. You don't hear too much about him in the comics, you feel me?
Like, he can.
But at the same time, Hulk got so many different rage forms and
abilities. Like.
And isn't there like a metal Hulk? Like, bro, like.
Bro, what Aquaman gonna do? Slap him with a salmon?
Bro, I guess, like, call some fish, like, call up a
Hulk. But he has.
Call
up he a can shark. Control the water, though, so if he stays in the water, Hulk can't get to him.
Yes, he can. Hulk could clap that water out of the way.
Bro, but you gotta realize the whole ocean, no.
The Hulk could drink.
We don't know how far the ocean is.
Oh, exactly.
That could be like an internal
you know
prison.
How far down that is?
That's like
but
an
the
internal
is,
prison.
There's no way he's clapping everything.
Is, who would survive under the water pressure first? Hulk? Because look at
Aquaman.
He can breathe.
But
like,
no.
If Aquaman controls water, how is he going to die
of
water?
Strength and massive size, Hulk is also able to withstand enormous amounts of water pressure, and as a result, he's been seen on the ocean floor.
Aquaman can make the...
Hulk would just swim after him, like Michael Phillips on crack, and then just... <swim after him. laughs>
Michael Phillips, bro, is crazy. Yo, it really...
Damn, it's time already.
Bro, I feel like it's really like a matter of circumstances, like who's outlasting who.
I think I'll give it to Hulk with the argument that Noah put up. That's a very good argument, and that's a fact check. That the fact that this man walks on the ocean floor, I don't care if he control water. He's gonna beat your ass.
Just picture this in your head: Aquaman swimming away for his life, and then the Hulk just stomping towards him in the water.
Like, that much water pressure
and
is crazy.
And you gotta think how tall the Hulk is.
The Hulk's gonna be like, you gave me a UTI.
Wait, but doesn't the Hulk also turn back into the regular dude?
Only if he calms down, but
exactly.
That's
exactly. So if he's calm in the ocean, it's over.
Bro,
think about that.
He's not gonna be calm in the
he's
ocean.
He's not gonna be calm
but
in the ocean.
But he's never gonna
pressure.
Beef with Aquaman either. So why would he be calm? Why would he be mad?
Aquaman slapped him with a salmon.
Aquaman did something dumb.
Oh, well, Hulk began mad.
Aquaman
easy
back his girl.
Right.
Like, you know how fast, like,
Aquaman
back his
girl.
Tight, like...
Who's his... Oh, nah, his girl was type bad.
Aquaman bagged his girl.
That's how it started. Hulk had that shorty.
I'm not gonna lie, man.
That was my little kid crush.
Nah, bro. I'm not gonna lie, bro. It's type over. You got in trouble. You got in trouble. Hold on. But, like... yo.
It's not even close.
Wasn't it Megan... No, it wasn't Megan Fox. That's Transformers.
I don't even remember who... Betty Brant.
I'm sorry.
I think it's Betty Brant.
Aquaman
like Betty
would throw
Brandt
a shark
something.
At the Hulk, and then the Hulk would pick up the it's shark over. By the tail and start
it's
using
over.
It as a weapon.
It's over. But, like, as
of
right now...
The Hulk would literally grab a shark and use it as a hammer.
Yeah,
he'd
probably
nah,
break out the... If a shark tried to eat him, probably just
bro,
break
I'm
out
I'm not gonna
shark.
Lie, bro. If Hulk's going against people like Thor...
Hulk versus
he's
Thor.
Nah, Thor's losing. I mean, Thor's winning. I'm giving that to Thor. I'm sorry.
Really? You're not Thor?
Boy.
But, like, bro, have you never seen him and Hulk
have
fight,
you?
Bro? They be going at it.
I know. Them like, niggas who have you
hey,
in the game.
They be really...
I'm
gonna
lie.
That's like Shaq and Yao Ming going at it.
Right.
Be, that's two heavyweights.
Feel me?
I'm pretty sure Hulk has lifted Thor's hammer in the comics.
Once. Nah.
No way.
Hulk, no way.
It's literally in the comic. It's just Captain America.
Wait.
You have to be worthy of it. Hulk not worthy. He a badass mug.
Has Hulk...
Ever lifted your
picked...
Hammer?
Picked up Thor's hammer. No.
Click on that one.
I really
don't. He is unable to lift the hammer.
Remember, because they tried to do that in the
In my brain, what's it called?
Unworthy.
I remember a comic scene where he like lifted it up for like a split second before. Because the way the
JXC.
We will.
Casting.
Yeah.
Acorn. Casting. And Hudson.
Peace out. Yeah, we'll see y'all next week.